Sunday Meditation, October 27th, 1996. Today has to do basically with relationships, and we feel that we understand that the foundation of a relationship is our knowledge of ourself. And as we attempt to relate this self to other selves, we're wondering first how we can be relatively certain about perceiving what is real in a relationship. We live in an illusion, and a lot of the things that happen to us in relationships partake of the illusion and are very mysterious. How can we know what we are doing is real, has value, has effect? When we feel the need to be true to ourselves, to follow our own intuitive path, how concerned should we be about how others might take it? For example, if they might be feeling that they have been wronged or injured or ignored or snubbed or kicked out of our heart because we want to be by ourselves for a while rather than be with them, or we want to give more importance to another aspect of our lives than a relationship. How can we be balanced between planning relationships and letting them be spontaneous? And how much sense could all of this make if we realize that we are changing entities in a changing world relating to changing people? Is there anything that we can know, Quo? What have you got to say to us today?
We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We of Akuo wish to bless and thank each within this circle for allowing us to have the opportunity to share our thoughts upon the broad subject of relationship at this time, and we are most happy to do so and simply request, as always, that our words and all words be evaluated by you, for you have the ability to recognize your truth. And if our words have not your truth, then we ask you to pass them by. For we would not wish to make you stumble, but only to offer our thoughts. When speaking of relationship, it is well to begin with the self as it comes to relationship. The one known as Bob was speaking earlier of knowing who you are and what your situation is as being a foundation for spiritual work and spiritual evolution. This is indeed so. Each who comes to relationship comes first to the relationship with the self. Indeed, it can, we feel, be said that each and every relationship which you experienced upon the earth plane is in an important and basic way a projection of a relationship you are having with yourself. The question mentioned that there was a good deal of mystery left to the detective wishing to know the self more completely. This is inevitable, for the self which your culture and your earth world sees is actually a shell of flesh together with a metaphysical shell of personality. The incarnate human upon earth is experiencing in a conscious way only the shadow of what is actually transpiring as each self walks through the moments of space and time that contain those precious moments of incarnation betwixt the date of birth and the date of death. We notice that among your peoples, these dates are placed after the name of one who has gone on, and find it interesting to note that the whole of the human experience is expressed by the dash between the two dates. It is a little precious gem of a life. And within this gem-like construction in which you experience incarnation, your personal goal, that with which you arrived into life in the physical body, is to experience more and more truly that which is occurring. Thusly, the one who wishes to know the self becomes an entity who pays attention to the movement of energy within the body, the thoughts, and the emotions. These tides of expression within mental, emotional, and spiritual bring with them gifts which cannot be gazed at over a long period of your time, but rather your moments pass with blinding speed, and suddenly, all too soon, your time of learning and growing within the earth plane and its school of learning the lessons of love is all done. And yes, it is a summer vacation,
when the death arrives, yet it also closes that precious door within which there was confusion and movement and passion and life, such as you cannot know outside of the chemical distillery which moves you about and which you call your body. So, in the beginning of attempting to perceive more accurately relationships, one must attempt to move ever more deeply into the business of choosing what you will pay attention to and how fearless you can be in maintaining a responsibility for that which you perceive. Now, as you go through these moments, we shall pause. As we go through these few moments of life, an enormous amount of information comes at the self through all the senses of the physical body and the finer bodies as well. Consequently, the choice of what to heed and what to pass over is on a continual basis crucial, as the chances and changes of your mortal life occur with great speed. It is more than any entity can do to know the self, however the attempt needs to be made. Now we would say a few words concerning knowledge itself, for it feels to you within incarnation as though you wish to know, to be sure, to pin it down. And we must say that in our opinion, that which is called knowledge is itself an illusion. We ask you to consider, for instance, those within your culture who are absolutely sure that they know the spiritual facts of life. They then cling to that knowledge, and often in such a way that it precludes loving all of those with whom you might be in relationship. For some might not agree that the way which you know is right is for them also right. The entity who wishes knowledge will penetrate illusion after illusion, and yet each penetration shall uncover another illusion. knowledge, may we say, is not that which will help you in your quest. For the balanced, the loving, the simple, the pure in relationship. And we know that is what you crave, the truth that lies behind that which binds any two entities together. Knowledge will fail you. However, we ask you to step back to the beginning, to that impulse which brought each of you to this point, that great overwhelming feeling of being awake for the first time, and feeling for the first time the craving for truth, the hunger and the thirst for love, for that which is true and that which is love are congruent and identical. And the truth which cannot be got at by knowledge can be attained through love. For each of you is love. Each of you is created as love, in love, for love. That which is you, that which is most deeply yourself, is that portion of self that is love. That that ground of being for each of you is the same. There is only one life. There is only one being. There is only unity which expresses and manifests in distortion within your density, within each succeeding density, though each succeeding density is more densely filled with light, and the lessons become finer tuned, yet still we move from illusion to illusion, growing and learning, and as we grow, giving and evolving, until finally the last realization occurs, not to just one, but to all. And there then becomes that time of resting between creations in an infinite progression of awareness and experience and harvest and coming to breathe inward again the wonderful, sweet water of duality and illusion and motion and life and experience. These times then are very precious and rare. And you hoped when you came to this illusion to become more able to stand firmly upon the ground of your person, upon that being that is at the bottom of it all, and be able to love and be loved with the least possible distortion. Now let us ask you this. What do you have in common with everyone whom you meet? We are aware, we have given you the answer. What you have in common is love. Yet you cannot relate to another by saying to yourself, I am love, she is love, we are love. You simply have conjugated a sentence. You have not got to love yet. But when you realize that the ground of your being is love, you can turn to love itself and know not the being, but the love. The love is that which holds you and another together. You can depend upon the love. You can know that that love is true, that this is the truth of any relationship. It comes to you through love, or it comes not to stay. We feel that entities who face each other without the awareness that what is between them is love find it of varying efficacy to relate. And because of the nature of illusion, even the most earnest attempts to connect with another shall often fail in any human sense. However, if you can remain aware that the connection is not between one and one, but between one and one with another one, so that there is the go-between, there is the middle man, and that middle man is love. That entity between is the truth. Distortions move into that, shall we say, globe of metaphysical light and love that speaks as the entity that is the two in relationship. When you can envision that which is between you and the other as stemming not between you and you, but between each and that us, which is in love, which is in the Creator, then you give yourself and the other the space, the time, the patience, the permission to relate imperfectly, to misunderstand and work things through very slowly. It is inevitable that the illusion will fool all of its children again and again. This does not change the truth of love. And love will express through distortion. It is not phased by imperfection. It's simply a matter of your being able to keep a constant awareness of love. for there lies truth. In all else, it is as though life were sometimes effervescent with trouble, as a bubbling glass of your liquid that storms and rages and throws bubbles into its being until they burst forth from the charged water and reach into the atmosphere and explode, and they're gone. That is the experiencing. That is the catalyst. That is the movement. That is the life. And when the bubbles are gone, still the drink is what it was. It has simply bled out all of its charged water. The bubbles have popped. There was that experience and that experience. There were trouble bubbles. There were joy bubbles. And they are gone. And then there are no more bubbles. There is simply the essence that is you. We are aware that casting life as a soft drink may not be the most exalted analogy. However, we wish you to grasp that each of you is a soft drink. Each of you is a delicious, delectable mixture of all that you have experienced and all the distortions that you have chosen and all those attempts that you have made and you think have failed and those that you have made and you think have succeeded. One is almost never accurate within the illusion. But as we have said, the illusion is not about being accurate. It is not about knowing. It is about loving. When those entities which we referred to before within your religions have judged all others because of whether they believe as you do or not, have they loved all entities? When you choose to separate yourself from someone behaving poorly, are you still acting in love? You see, it may be that to love most clearly and purely, it is the time to sustain a painful relationship, giving yourself the opportunity to remember love as the true bond betwixt. Or it may be exactly the opposite. And it is not in knowledge, it is not in thinking, it is not in planning that one can come into a sense of whether it is time to stay or time to go. Rather, it is in that moment when you can let yourself be bubble free, when you can stop the effervescing, get into your essence, become aware of that silent voice that speaks with thunder to those who can listen with a heart open, that the truth will come out and you will feel it, not think it. It will be that feeling within that feels just right, that feels loving, that feels peaceful. And you may come to that feeling about relationship in a moment or a month or a year. And so much of wisdom lies in waiting, in not attempting to make decisions, but rather attempting to flow in cooperation with the energies that you sense from moment to moment. You see, getting at the true nature of relationship through the mind is not efficacious. Moving from heart, moving from the open heart, is far more efficient. There is more to say upon this interesting subject. However, we feel that there is sufficient material here for this particular time of working. And so we would transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We hope that you may, by your queries, perhaps more fine-tune our responses, and that if you wish to move into more information upon this topic, that you consider these things before you query again upon the same subject. We thank this instrument and would leave it in love and in light. We are those of Akuo.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and in light. At this time, we would be honored to entertain further queries upon this or any other topic at your choosing. Is there a query at this time?
Once you're given a painful situation, how to grow from it? It seems very hard.
I'm Kuo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. Within your illusion of limits, the means by which any lesson is learned is that programming into the incarnation, the lack of that which is sought. Thus, the difficult relationship would offer one the greatest opportunity to grow in the sense of learning to open the heart and to love that which is difficult to love, when it is difficult to open the heart. However, we are aware that many within your culture and those of this planetary population find a difficulty distasteful and seek that which is harmonious to begin with. This is understandable, for entities respond most joyously, heartily, and open-heartedly to that which already seems full to bursting with love, harmony, and the desire to serve each other. But we would suggest that the difficult situation, when one is able to persevere and to intend and to desire and to seek with all one's being to find harmony, not within another but within the self, is the situation in which one may grow the most. Is there a further query, my sister?
Harmony in a relationship, if you have a harmonious relationship, it could give itself to its own opposite and break up. Or when you have a painful relationship, then you're seeking, what you would say, a joyous relationship. In the changing nature of the self. I mean, okay, let me rephrase the whole thing. You are seeking a joyous relationship, because I think basically you're not seeking pain, although pain is a good catalyst for growth. However, what is, or is it worthy at all to want to cling on, to hang on to a relationship you find that seems to be, joyous? I guess the question again comes down to being spontaneous or having a planned relationship, because, how do you, I'm not clear at all on this. Okay, I'm trying to get to rephrase this thing. The self is seeking, I think, or desires to have a harmonious relationship. But once you are, say, in a harmonious relationship, is it worth it hanging on to it in a way, clinging on, or, being attached to it? How do you go about
be not attached and grow? I am Kwa, and believe that we grasp your query. Please query further if we are incomplete in our response. If we may paraphrase one which is known to this group as the Don, a happiness is not the goal. The goal within this illusion is to love and to serve. If one keeps first and foremost this goal, then all which depends from it is appropriate. The difficulties that one encounters within the illusion are challenges that offer the opportunity to love, serve, and have compassion in a degree not before possible. If all is harmonious within a relationship, then perhaps there is another goal for the relationship to achieve. Is there a further query, my sister?
Not at this moment. Thank you for the answer.
I am Kuo, and we are happy to bear with each, for the illusion that you inhabit is one which requires that each bear with the self and the other self and other selves, for much within the illusion is difficult. Burdens shared are easier to carry. This is the goal: to share, to give, to serve, to pull together, and to seek to overcome all obstacles that keep one from it, even though the culture around you would suggest otherwise. Is there another query at this time? I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. The energy of which we speak has oftentimes been referred to in your writings as that flow of the Tao, the way the things are, the overall pattern of the illusion, which when one is able to perceive any portion of it through intuition or intellect or happenstance, one then feels this wholeness. One feels that one is moving in the current of things, so to speak, and that there is a force greater than the small self that one has allied the self with. Thus, when in relationship with any other, including the self, it is well to seek within the self this feeling of being aware of the energy, of the moment, of the other, of the self, of any seeming intrusion into this energy. Thus, one has the metaphysical finger upon a kind of pulse that signals to the self the well-being of the day, shall we say, of the way in which the self approaches all before one. May we speak any further, my brother?
I think I understand, but I'm also confused, which just suggests this is their density. Is there a way, this might get away from my original question, but is there an appropriate focus when you're in those situations? I find it for myself, and I'm sure that others do as well, that as I relate to others, with some, it's easier to find something similar to what you described. And with others, it's as if they're a complete block, and it seems almost impossible to find that pulse. Is there an appropriate focus, or it's not mental concepts or constructs that I'm looking for here. I'm looking for, I don't know what I'm looking for. I must be in a better density. A focus in those situations to sort of ease the process of finding that focus instead of getting so wound up in the catalyst. Does that make any sense?
I am Kuo, and we believe that we grasp your query, my brother. As one attempts to read the ethereal.
I am Kuo, and I am again with this instrument. And to continue. However, to the seeker who wishes above all else to know that which is true for the self, the effort to discover such truth is that which is of most value. One cannot know beyond one's own intuition and that sense of rightness within the self what is the appropriate step to take in any situation. We have been strong advocates of meditation, prayer, contemplation, reflection, as means by which one may find that which is appropriate for the next step in the life pattern. When one has, with all one's might, sought in such fashion, then we encourage one to go forth bravely, perhaps even foolishly, with passion, to carry out that which one feels appropriate. Then to reflect again, periodically, in the pattern of this life's dance. To look at that which one is accomplishing. To look at that which one feels awaits accomplishing. And to move again into that area of expression of energy that feels appropriate. We do not believe that wisdom is of this density and is perhaps even a stumbling block to seek. Seek your own heart. Seek the passion and compassion that are there and express them as you will, for this is your incarnation, this is your dance. You have chosen it all. No one can do anything to you that you have not chosen. You are indeed free spirits who have chosen to live in small cages for a short time. There is a way out. It is through your heart. Is there another query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I am Kuo, and again we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time? I am Kuo, and as it appears that we have exhausted the queries for this session of seeking, we would again thank each for inviting our presence. We look forward, as you say, with great joy and enthusiasm at the opportunities that you offer us by sharing with us that which is your own journey, your feelings, your thoughts, your doubts, your confusions. All these are jewels to us. For we see valiant seekers of truth walking in the darkest of nights upon a long and winding a journey lit by the dimmest of moon, yet able to find support, a shelter, a sustenance, and love each within the other's presence. Together you seek, together you find, and we are honored to walk with you, my friends. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Quo. Adene, my friends. Adene.
Ethel, Anne, Athalia, Judy, Spider Rainbow, Scott, Rhoda, Bella, the Kirtleys, the Beans, Clergies, Cause of Peace, and Planet Earth. Others? Romy, John, I am the circle and
you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.